and amen. What a delight to be with you again today. In between our two services, I had a mail call. PK brought me mail addressed to me from the North American Mission Board and from the Greene County Baptist Association, and I thought that it was worthy of me sharing with you. This is from the North American Mission Board. Dr. John 3:16 Marshall is now serving as an ambassador for the North American Mission Board, and he said in this, to just a quick note to let you know, I am the new Missions Missouri Goodwill Ambassador for the North American Mission Board. Thank you for leading your church, that's Southgate, to be a major contributor to the Annie Armstrong Easter offering. You were in the top 3% of churches in Missouri. Would you give God praise for that? Oh, I believe God will always honor a church that is on mission for the Master. And then I got this from the Greene County Baptist Association, and a nice little note from my friend Mike Haynes there at that, and he is thanking you for your wonderful gifts to the association during these unprecedented times of change and opportunity. And he sent me the report, 6-month report, January through June, and it lists the contributions to the Greene County Baptist Association and about 5 other mission categories. And out of all of the churches in Greene County, your church, Southgate Baptist Church, was second in giving during those 6 months to Greene County Baptist missions and various other missions, $22,565, second only to Ridgecrest Baptist Church, that has a very warm place in my heart as well. So, number two in the association, one more time, give yourself a hand. God bless you for that consistency in giving. I have been sharing with you, and you know this, about the 724 challenge, and I'm going to finish that up today. But before I do, let me share something with you that actually does tie into what I'm doing. It may not sound like it at first. It was 51 years ago today that I looked down the aisle at the Riverdale Baptist Church. I always do that. Riverdale Baptist Church, south of Nixa. And I saw coming toward me the most beautiful girl, Pretty Miss Debbie, walking beside her dad, Bill Mabe, and she was coming to marry me. And oh, how good God was to us. How many of you think that probably Debbie and I have learned a few things in 51 years? Let's just see your hands. Oh, yes, yes. I learned that she would not take the stuff out of my jeans pocket. She just put them in the washer if I wasn't big enough to take out my own stuff. You know, just things like that. But I honor my sweet wife. She's watching now, and I thank God for 51 years of marriage to her. Now listen. There's a lot of care and feeding that goes into a great marriage. In other words, this is not a mystery. If you build up your spouse for 51 years, you're going to like what you see. And if you tear your spouse down for 51 years, you may never make it to 51 years. Why do I tell that story? Because when it comes to your walk with Jesus Christ, we've got a lot to learn. And yet it is not a mystery. It is not a mystery. How do we become a fully functioning disciple of Jesus Christ? And how do we share that with others? Our children, our family, co-workers, whatever it may be. How do we help people become disciples? And I will tell you, what you are learning during these 3 weeks would give you the tools that you need. Because we're looking at what I call the 724 challenge. Born in my heart on April the 7th in the year 2009. And that simply says this: 7 days a week, I'll spend at least 24 minutes each day interacting with God through His word. And before I forget it, let me tell you that I brought a gift today for every one of you. And for those of you that are watching, you can come by the church during office hours at the office entrance and pick it up. This is the 724 Challenge bookmark. And on this bookmark, on one side, it's just pretty simple. It gives the four positionings that need to take place in our lives if we are to be disciples of Jesus Christ. On the other side, it's really the same thing. It just amplifies it with a paragraph in each case. This is yours free as a gift from our ministry, Wells of Joy Ministry, to you. And I thank God for that opportunity. I also want to tell you that there is on our family website, HoseyBlueFamily.com. There are resources there. And one of the resources that went up last week was for you. And that is, there are five videos, each one of them about 4 or 5 minutes long, that simply unpack this 724 challenge for you sequentially, beginning with an introduction and then with the four positionings that I have suggested are necessary if you are going to improve your ability to hear from heaven, to hear God. And I'll tell you what I know. I know that if you're going to walk supernaturally, if you're going to have a spiritual impact on people, then you're going to need in your life to get the Word of God planted deeply in your life. It is the Word of God by the Spirit of God that transforms our hearts. And on that, HoseyBlueFamily.com, you'll find those videos. And by the way, there are other resources there as well. Now, have you got your Bible in one form or the other? If you do, open it once again to Matthew's Gospel. This has been the text for the past three messages, 2 weeks ago and then this one. Same text each week, because I believe in the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27, we see discipleship the way Jesus intends us to see discipleship. So here we are, and we're in Matthew chapter 7. We're starting with verse 24. Therefore, Jesus said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Two men. And you're like one of them. Two men. One's wise, one's foolish. Storms came to both. The rain came, floods came, the wind blew, beat on the house. One stood, one fell. Which one are you? Which one are you? Are you wise or are you foolish? Both of them heard the word, but one of them obeyed and the other didn't. Which one are you? Out of that Matthew 7:24 came the 7:24 challenge. 7 days a week, I'll spend at least 24 minutes each day interacting with God through His Word. Now, what I am sharing with you is the practicalities of this, how it works. And I believe it will work for anybody. Now, please hear me. I'm understanding very well that there are many different approaches to the Word of God that can produce results in your life. But I'm giving you this one in case you don't have one, or in case you need one that works perhaps better to let you hear more consistently and correctly God as He speaks through His Word. Four positionings. I've already given you two that really were an answer to the question, how can I experience this kind of rock-solid living? How can I truly be a disciple of Jesus Christ? And the two that I've already given you, and by the way, you all are going to help me, and you're going to help me loudly enough so that the people watching online will be able to hear you. I've given you two already. The first one is listen. I'm going to do that one again a little bit louder. Listen. Yeah, slow down. Slow down. I'm going to illustrate that with you in just a moment. Make it clear again. Listen slowly. And then the second positioning, the second thing that I believe we can do to put ourselves in the place where we can hear God better is this. We are to think deeply. Surface reading of God's Word. Superficial reading of God's Word without thinking about it. Does it do you any good? You got to listen slowly, but then also you have to think deeply. Now that brings me today to the final two positionings in your life. And remember, as you listen slowly, you will likely come every day to something that catches your attention. You may describe it in different ways. You may say, God spoke to me through His Word. That would be accurate. Or you may simply say, I had a thought I hadn't thought before. Or you may say, that's interesting. Or you may say, oh my. Oh my. You're watching for that. That's why you're listening slowly so you don't miss it. And then when you see it, you push the pause button. Push the pause button. That's a metaphor for stop. Stop. And now think about it. Why, perhaps, and I say perhaps, why perhaps did the Holy Spirit prompt you on that part of that verse? And you think about it. Do you think for an hour? You could. But you might think for 60 seconds, but you're still thinking, and you're thinking deeply. And again, I'll share that with you in just a moment, how it works out in practicality. So you listen slowly, and you think deeply. Now, I'm ready to give you number three, if you're ready to remember it. And it is simply this: pray fervently. Please hear me. I'm not talking about how long you pray. I'm talking about putting your heart into what you pray. You say, well, what do you mean pray fervently? About what? Well, guess what? You pray fervently about what you were just thinking deeply about. And you're thinking deeply about what you just pushed the pause button on, which was that word, that sentence, that verse that caught your attention by the grace of God. You are listening slowly, you are thinking deeply, and then you begin to pray fervently. Now, I'm learning something here, and I want you to listen carefully. I am learning that my prayer life is directly proportional to my time properly in the Word of God. In other words, if I'm in the Word of God 7 days a week, at least 24 minutes each day, interacting with God, I'm listening slowly, I'm thinking deeply, then my prayer life will reflect that. And I'll pray prayers and feel the power. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you know what God has said to you, you know what you can say to God. David said in the Psalms, David said something like this. He said, when you said to me, seek my face. He's talking about God. When you said to me, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Did you hear that? He said, man, that's simple. Yes, it is, but it's also powerful because he knew what God was saying. Therefore, he knew what he could be praying. And I challenge you on that. Pray fervently. Now, I'm going to give you today an example from yesterday, and before I'm through, an example from today. So I brought my notebook with me that I have on a daily basis. And so I'm reading in the Bible. And by the way, If you've got a copy of the scriptures and want to turn there, you could turn to Jonah chapter 1 because it's where I was yesterday. I want you to see this. I want to equip you to do what I'm asking you to do. I want you to fully understand how to do it. I don't want you to walk out of here saying, man, he kind of got me thinking about it, but I don't know how to do it. Yes, I want you to know exactly how to do it. So yesterday I was in Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1. And here's what I found in Jonah chapter 1 verse 3. Now remember, what am I doing? I'm listening slowly. Folks, this is important. Stay with me. This is important. I'm listening slowly. And in chapter 1, verse 3, here's what I read. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now look up here for a moment. I want to talk to you. Just want to talk to you as if I were sitting in your living room. Listen to me. Listen. For me to read that takes 4 seconds. You say, how do you know that? I got a stopwatch on my phone. I tried it. Now, why do I tell you that? Because I'm telling you it for this reason. If you read that in 4 seconds and go on, you're not going to hear what God has to say to you from that word. Slow down. Listen slowly. Here's what happened yesterday morning for me. I read that and I'm listening slowly, and I read, Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And I began immediately to think about it. And I'm thinking things like this. Why would he do that? Why would he do that? You know, the psalmist said that in the presence of the Lord, there's joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Why would you leave the presence of the Lord, Jonah? Did you think sitting on the dock of the bay would be better? I'm thinking. And then I'm thinking this, sir. I'm thinking, well, Hosey, why do you do it? Why do you run from the presence of the Lord? Why do you find yourself a long way from your Father God? Why do you do that? And I began to write and I began to ask myself some questions. I began to say, where am I hiding? Where am I hiding from God? I began to say to myself, where am I hesitating to do what God has called me to do? I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking deeply about it. Where am I holding on to the illusion that I am the captain of my soul? The reality is every one of us have a tendency to wander. Some of you remember the old hymn, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. You understand what's happening here? I'm listening slowly. It catches my attention. And then I begin to think about that. I begin to think about it very deeply. Jonah, he rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And I'm telling you, listen to me. When you do that, you're going down. You're going down. It's a matter of time. He went down to Tarshish. Read it sometime. He went down into the ship. He went down into the belly of the ship. And you know the end of that part of the story. He went down into the belly of a great fish. That's about as low as you're going to get in this world. But I'm telling you, when you flee from the presence of the Lord, you're going down. Yesterday morning, I'm pondering that. And then I began to pray, oh, Father, I don't want to flee from you. I don't want to flee from your plans for my life. I don't want to flee from your commands that you would give me in my life. I don't want to do that, Lord. And I began to pray and ask God to help me be the obedient servant he's called me to be, to stop hiding, to stop hesitating, to stop holding on to control. And as I thought deeply, after listening slowly, I prayed, and I prayed fervently. as we listen slowly and think deeply and pray fervently, we are in the receiving mode. We are positioning ourselves for what God has to say to us. We are humble before God. We are hungry for His Word and desiring to hear His voice. I'm telling you, heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word will not. We listen for that eternal Word of God. 7 days a week, I'll spend at least 24 minutes each day interacting with God through His Word. How do I do that? I listen slowly. I think deeply. I pray fervently. Now listen, it is tempting now to say, we've arrived. That's what a disciple is. A disciple is one who seeks to hear God's voice in the Word day after day after day, and who thinks deeply about that Word, and then who prays. Oh, prays fervently to God about what God has said to him. That's it, Pastor. The answer is not quite. And you know that. You understand that we are not correctly positioned yet. We're listening slowly. We're thinking deeply. We are praying fervently. Got one more. And may I say, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is it. Here's the last one. You ready? Obey faithfully. Obey faithfully. What did our text say? He who hears these sayings of mine and does them. So James said, be doers of the word and not hearers only. It's not enough to simply pray and think and listen. You must obey faithfully if you are to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Now, here's what I found. Many of us want to be cafeteria Christians. We want to pick and choose what we are going to obey from this Word of God. So we're reading along in Scripture and it says something sweet and wonderful, you know, lo, I am with you always. And we say, oh, I want that one. And then we come to another one and it says something like this, resist the devil. Ah, I'm not quite ready on that one. So we're cafeteria Christians. How about you? You see any of that in your life? But we have to come to the place that we are simply willing to say, whatever God wants, we want. And by His grace, what He wants, we will do. That, my friend, is kingdom living. Kingdom living where what God wants done is done. Where what God wants done is done. That's what the kingdom is all about. The rule and the reign of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We obey and we obey faithfully. And as one of my friends says, we also obey immediately. Don't postpone it. Begin to put in practice what God speaks to your heart. And when you do that, you will find that you can lay aside some weights that have held you back. You can lay aside some sin that wraps itself around your life. And you can run with endurance the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Hebrews chapter 12, in the first two or three verses of that chapter. Hear me carefully. It is only when we obey that we can claim to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. I told you that I was going to share with you from yesterday. I want to share from today. By the way, you know when I had my Bible time today? Between the end of the 8:30 service and the start of this service. Went back into the office, opened up my copy of Scripture, got out my notebook, went to Jonah chapter 3. Listen to this. Jonah chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. Wonder if that's a pause for you. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. I was listening slowly, and I thought about that. And as I thought about it, I wrote these words in my notebook. I am so thankful that God does not throw the clay away. On Sunday evening, we lead a simple church model that meets only on Sunday evening. And one of the couples that are in that service are Jean and Viva Reisner. I've known Viva almost all of her life. I've known Gene for many years. Gene Reisner wrote the song, He Didn't Throw the Clay Away, which I believe to be one of the great gospel songs that have been written. But I'm glad for second chances. Can you say amen to that? I am glad for third and fourth and tenth. Listen, those whom God commissions, He can recommission even after failure. And somebody listening to me need to hear this from God today. Failure is not final. Failure is not final. Press on. Yesterday ended at midnight last night. Seek forgiveness. Make restitution if you need to. But understand, you have not been set aside permanently. You can still serve Almighty God. By the way, after I finished that time in the Word in there, I took my between 2 and 3 minutes and did a podcast, and you can access it off of the HoseyBlueFamily.com website. Those podcasts are there not just so you can say, oh, it's interesting what Pastor Hosey thinks. No, but to show you that you can do that. Not that you can do the podcast, that's not what I'm talking about, but that you can understand and hear that God's speaking to you. And so I shared that podcast about failure is not final. And I pray over that because somewhere out there, there will be somebody that will listen to that. And typically there's, I think, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people that listen in at least part of the time on those podcasts. And they're short and they're helpful, I think. But more than that, they come out of the Word of God. So I listen slowly, I think deeply, I pray fervently, and then I obey faithfully. And I want to do what God wants me to do. You know what I said on my podcast when I started today? I said this. If God did not use those who fail, those who stumble, then there'd be nobody for Him to use. Because we all do that. But the Word of God came to Jonah the second time. That's sustaining to me. The Word of God came to Jonah the second time. So, I'm through. We are called to live in the Word and live by the Word. How do we do it? Well, we listen slowly. We think deeply. We pray fervently. We obey faithfully. Hey, if you're a parent, you can demonstrate that to your children. They can see you with an open Bible. They can see you with a copy of Scriptures. They can see you taking God's Word seriously. You can demonstrate it, and then, quite honestly, it's easy to teach. Just teach your children. Listen slowly. Think deeply. Pray fervently. Obey faithfully, and be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Oh, by the way, I've been asking 4 questions each Sunday because I think they're imperative. In other words, they must be in place. The 4 questions that come up are these. Am I saved? Got to ask that. And if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, then I would say to you, today's the day of salvation. Turn away from your sin. Put your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation and pray. Say, Jesus, come into my heart and life. I want to follow you until I see your face. 2nd question, am I submissive? Am I submissive to God's Word? Am I going to say, Lord, tell me and then I'll decide? Or am I going to say, Lord, whatever you want? My answer is yes. Number three, am I depending on the Holy Spirit? If Satan cannot get you to stay lost, and if he cannot keep you from submitting to God, you still have this question: am I working in the flesh or am I working in the Spirit? And it better be in the Spirit. And number four, last question, am I willing to commit the time to hear God's voice? 7 days a week, I'll spend at least 24 minutes each day interacting with God through His Word. Let's pray. Well, Father, commitments have been made. Some, the commitment is to do nothing, perhaps. But others have said, by God's grace and with the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm starting this journey. And even though I will not always be able to do what I intend to do, I will not give up, because I don't live by bread alone. I live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Father, I pray for those who have made that commitment, that You will transform their lives and others will see the power of the Word of God when accompanied by the Spirit of God in the life of a surrendered soul. I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.